Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Good morning. How are you doing? I am good. Usher, Good Kisser, Dr. Dre, and Snoop Froggy Dogg there. Nothing but a G thing. Kino Watson got me open. The Whitehead Brothers. Yeah. Let me see what you think. Forget I was a G. Forget there was a thing called a G. No, forget it. Scientists finally did what they were trained to do, to solve life mysteries. And they did. The G-spot does not exist. I repeat, the G-spot does not exist unless it's a parking lot. In 1982, Cosmo, yes, your favorite magazine, girl, told women to squat and do a two-finger test to find it. In 2020, Google search gives you 1,000 maps to G-spot, or at least on how to get there. There is also a booming G-spot economy, selling G-spot vibrators, G-spot condoms, G-spot lube, G-spot shots that you can go for extra stimulation. G-spot economy, guys. G-spot exists in the dictionary. Go to the Merriam-Webster dictionary. You'll find it. But not in real life. This bean-shaped pleasure dome has eluded humanity for years. I mean, since 1982, when the research was done and the phrase was coined. Hence the term NAWA. Well, except for the clitoris, there is no such a thing as a G-spot. As in, scientists, researchers, they have come back with a conclusive finding. The theory for the G-spot's existence, they say, is limited, weak, and insufficient. In short, as in therefore, the G-spot does not exist. So Ninage, that claimed to have found it, or those who claimed to have it, where? Which part of your body? I'm pitting. Okay. Scientists, they say, they have finally found and they've worked out why men can't find the G-spot. It is not there. Aiko. Ladies, do you believe you have one? And men are the ones who are struggling to find it. But wait, do you know where the G-spot is? Yeah? I need social goopy. Hashtag the G-spot does not exist. As we sip the best tea in the city.
95.9 Kaya FM.
It is Kaya FM 95.9. And the main thing that we're talking about today is the research findings that we would like to share with you. I mean, we've all heard about the G-spot. Do you think it's real? Like, it's not something someone just came up with to create an illusion? Well, if you're confused about the G-spot, you're not alone. Many women and men often ask themselves, what is it? Where is it? And what does it have to do with female sexual pleasure? Many questions about the G-spot remain unanswered. And now, finally, scientists say they have finally worked out why they can't find the G-spot. Why men can't find the G-spot. Because it is not there. A team of medics, they've come together, they've done post-mortems, you name it. And I'm going to give you those three studies and the three teaspoons. They say the anatomical evidence. The team of medics in their research and report, they say the anatomical evidence for the presence of the G-spot is limited, insufficient, and weak. Meaning, it doesn't exist. So what now? And ngifunukwazi majita, those who claim to have found it. Nithin manje. Sisters who now claim, they've claimed it. No, I know where it is. He must find it. Why don't you tell him, yeah, good Naila? I mean, really? research, the report has been published. And so far, highly welcomed. Even Cosmopolitan, the magazine, said from now on, and this is an article they released in this year, they said from now on they are no longer going to write or release any articles regarding G-Spot because it is done and dusted. It does not exist. No more this whole thing, any positions, and no, none of that. Ladies, do you have one? And you think men are struggling to find it. Have you found it? Directions, please. Mfethu, you know where it is. Hashtag, the G-Spot doesn't exist. Here's Richard Enshaw with Ash LaRocca. Wait for Roy Ayers right at the end of the song to kick in. And there's that song by Solins, My Shum. You don't want to miss it. Platinum is every day. This is Kaya. Happy new month. The second half of 2020. Good luck. You're going to need it.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
These are the 3 teaspoons on research studies done to prove that the G-Spot does not exist. First, in 2006, a biopsy of women's vaginas turned up nothing. Nothing. There is no bean-like thing in female genitalia, or the so-called G-spot. 6 years later, in 2012, a group of doctors reviewed every single piece of known data on record and found no proof that the G-spot exists. Not even in female physiology does the bean exist. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on research studies done to prove that the G-spot does not exist. It was done in 2017. This is the most recent and the largest post-mortem study to date, done on 13 bodies, 13 cadavers. Researchers looked and looked again. Still, nothing. The button doesn't exist. My top 10 at 10 coming up. First things first, we are back in the morning with Julian Jaber. Brace yourself. We're in for a treat. Don't forget my top 10 at 10 as well coming through. Orengwen. As we're talking about this hashtag, the G-spot doesn't exist. Don't shoot the messenger. I've shared the article. Okay? So go argue with, your guy, something. I've shared that article under the hashtag, the G-spot does not exist. And like I said, and even before, let me start it this way. It is now showing, based on the conversation that we've had since 9 o'clock on this topic, that G-spot exists in some women, not all women. So if a woman believes she found her G-spot, that should outweigh any lack of science, right? Right? However, most women are still in search of it. And I can even posit, like a researcher would say, I'll even posit or hypothesize, that the very same women who are searching for it don't enjoy sex because they feel there is something lacking in them. Even when she finds her sweet spot, the spot that makes her weak, the spot that makes her showers erupt, she still doubts that that's her sweet spot, because it's not necessarily what she was told as G-spot is. Because right now, you're a lady that when your man touches your figure, just your figure, and there's a certain way he must touch it, and you must be in a certain mood when he does that, and that's enough. But because it is not within or inside your genitalia, you're like, no, that's not the G-spot. So she is forever trying to become, before I say this point, the lady who's busy saying, where's my G-spot? Because she forms part of the most of women that do not have. She's forever trying to become a member of a social club that does not exist. Scientists came back and said, it is inconclusive. No. It is limited. It is insufficient to say that there is a G-spot. And that insufficient means leaves a little room, little nyana room, to say, maybe in some it exists. But now, unfortunately, to those that they found it, they're very minimal, and they became the ones first to the pulpit or to the podium, and they started shouting and preaching the G-spot, and now the G-spot economy started, and you started buying creams, you started buying all sorts of things in search of this. When you yourself, your erogenous zone is somewhere else. Hey, it is not there. So says the scientists. What do you say? Especially when, sister girl, when or in Kenalion, ikai, okay. And is it the same for all women? I'm sure you've spoken this with your girls. Is it the same spot for everyone? Send me a voice note, 063-688-0959. I want to know. Hashtag the G-spot does not exist.
I am worldly. Kaya
FM. Good morning, Kaya family. Kodwa kanti bafethu wayedlalwa ngathi. Wayedlalwa ngathi. Kudlalwa ngathi phela. Ningitshele iminyaka emingaka lokhu sithi sibhizi nale nto sishayayo. Kanti akekho lo jike ekukhulunywa ngayo. Bafethu, no. Lo ma-scientist akacabangisise kahle mfethu. No. Kudlalwe ngathi. Kudlalwe ngabomkhulu. Kudlalwe ngabobaba. Sekuyithi manje. Yikusi bafethu. Akini beni serious, man. Butabo, hayi phumani idlaleni bafethu. Obede Davidson, hayi phumani idlaleni.
Wele, wele Dlomo from Eastrand. Neither them will have found the G-spot. But in finding it, I've realized it is not the ish thing. You know, women like penetration, but mostly if you play with the clitoris, then that is the G-spot. Thanks.
Ndiyabavela abangenayo okanye abangayiva. Mna eyam G-spot, it's inside and outside. And when I feel it, when I touch that part, or when induku ibamba ifika kuloo ndawo, hayiba ziyakhululeka zonke izinto. So nje ikhona into ebizwa i-G-spot.
Hayi malumethi kitshabimo. The problem with us humans, we expect to take all over. What I've realized, it's a malady emotions. We can't stand on your couch and not be singing. Malumeti, kichabimo. Malumeti, ntwe rona. Yo, na vutata barna ba tukore nyaka ore. Re expect away kira everywhere. Hanin to what I've realized it's a malady emotions. Kagare. Kebulala from experience. Nan to eka itse bamara. Ukastono ikira anyway. So this thing needs to go with the emotions. G-spot and is not always about penetration. Ukona lor muta outsfare ukorea. No. Ufiti le mola. Asofiti. Kuraya be. On his way to Polokwane, Afrika Meropa Fela Casino since Usinyehiv. So this thing, it's a malady emotions. When you're emotionally content and emotionally connected, definitely to feel more.
Good morning, Uncle G. I think I disagree. No. I think even guys have got that G-spot. You know, ladies have got G-spot. The thing is, maybe we need to understand what a G-spot is, because every person has got that part that when you touch, you know, when you touch, you know, when you just touch that part, then everything happens. When you touch that part, everything happens. So I think that is that part, because there's maybe break them down. Maybe we need a sex education here. Say there's when a lady reaches polokwane, maybe a climax, and there is when a lady get turned on, and again there is when a lady get very turned on. Now that you know she can turn on or can be turned on, and then she can just say, fuck, I can live with it. But there's a point where, like, when you touch that one, then no ways. You just gotta work. You just gotta do something. You just have to do something. Thanks, Brati. Edin Polokwane.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.